right, go with me back to Jude chapter 1. Last Wednesday night, we looked at the first two verses, and Jude said in those first two verses, I'm writing this letter to a very particular group of people. Very particular group of people. Verse 1, he said, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. I'm writing to every person that God the Father has chosen. Every person that God the Father selected to set apart. Aren't you so glad you believe God's election? Aren't you so glad? All right, I just made that statement. That didn't ruffle anybody's feathers. Nobody just stormed out. Aren't you so glad you believe God's election? You know how impossible that is without the mighty hand and work of God on this heart? God elected a people. Whether men and women believe it or not, that's irrelevant. That's completely irrelevant. But believing it is the evidence that God elected you. Aren't you so glad? Aren't you so glad? Aren't you so thankful, relieved? I believe God's election. I believe election. So glad. So thankful. Well, Jude said, I'm writing to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ. I'm writing to those who have been kept by the power of God through being covered in the blood of the Lamb. That's who I'm writing to. Aren't you so glad you see the blood of the Lamb to be your only hope? Aren't you so thankful for that? Aren't you so glad you're not looking to your own morality anymore? We all did at one point. Aren't you so glad? You're not trying to get this right so God will be happy with you. Aren't you so glad you're not doing that anymore? Isn't it so relieving to know, and I mean this, I wanted to just talk to us tonight. Isn't it so relieving to know that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has covered it all? All that stuff we did way back when, all that stuff we do, everything we will do, like the Apostle Paul said, I wish I didn't. Aren't you so glad to know the blood of Christ has covered it all? It's all covered. In the heart, honestly, believing in the heart that His blood alone is our only hope for salvation, that is our evidence that He shed His blood for us. Believing in that blood alone. That's the evidence. Jude said, I'm writing to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Aren't you so glad you've been called? Here we are. Being called is being quickened to these things. And you hath He quickened. Being called is receiving eyes to see this holy and sovereign God. You know, you try to tell people who God really is and they cannot see it. They haven't been called. Being called is receiving ears to hear His voice. Being called is receiving a heart to believe His Word. Truly believe His Word. That's being called. Being called is fear to bow down before Him. A knee to bend. A foot to follow. A tongue to praise. We are called into a sheepfold. There's one sheepfold, and God calls His people into it. We're called to know who our shepherd and our owner is. We know who our owner is. He said, other sheep I have, and I'm going to bring them into this fold, and they're not going to follow any other shepherd who tries to call them and get them to follow Him. You're only going to be tuned to this one voice. Aren't you so glad? Aren't you so glad He said to you, come. You think about the shepherd going into that sheepfold. The porter opens the door only to the shepherd. All those sheep are in that sheepfold from different shepherds. The shepherd comes in and he gives his call and his sheep come. And the Lord called us. Come. Jude says, that's who I'm writing to. I'm writing to those that have been sanctified, and those who have been preserved, and those who have been called. And this is what I have to say to you. Verse 2, he said, mercy unto you. Mercy does not mean anything to a person until that person realizes he needs mercy. It doesn't mean anything. You can say mercy has been extended unto you, and that does not mean anything to a sinner until that sinner realizes, I need mercy. Aren't you so glad you realize you need mercy? Aren't you so glad you see your sin? Getting a good glimpse at our sin is an awful thing. It's a horrible, terrible, tragic thing. Aren't you so glad you've had a good look at your sin? Aren't you so glad that you see the one and only salvation that there is? In verse 3, he called it, down towards the middle of verse 3, the common salvation. That's our subject. That's the title of this message, the common salvation. But aren't you so glad you see your need of it? The reason is because crying out for mercy is the evidence that you've already received mercy. That's the evidence. He said, ask and you shall receive. You ever find yourself crying out to God for mercy? He said, ask and you'll receive. How do we know we will receive? It's because if we ask, we have already received. He calls us to realize we were dead and you hath He quickened. Dead man can't ask. If I'm asking and begging, it means He must have given me that ability to do so. If we ask, it means we already have been quickened from death unto life. And it means we were chosen. And it means we were preserved in Christ. And I am so glad. I really am so glad that I have a heart and you have a heart. Every time I see another sinner who has a heart to cry out and beg God for mercy, I'm so thankful for that. He said, mercy unto you. Verse 2, he said, and peace. What does it mean to you to know that you have peace with the Almighty God? What does it mean to you to know that? Every time someone dies, it brings a shocking realization of the God with whom we have to do. And aren't you so relieved to know that you have peace with the Almighty God? Trouble all around here on this earth. That's all this earth is. Absolute trouble. But absolute, eternal, perfect peace with the Almighty God of heaven and earth. Total, total peace. What does that mean to us? How much rest does knowing that bring to us in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? If we were chosen and preserved in Him, in that blood, that's the one thing we do not have to fear. As long as we're covered in the blood of our Lord, we will never be at odds with the Almighty God of heaven and earth. That's wonderful. As long as we're covered in that blood, perfect peace. Verse 2, He said, "Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied." As long as we're in this world, our lives are going to be filled with and surrounded by hate. It's sad. It's going to be filled with jealousy. It's going to be filled with pride. It's going to be filled with selfishness. But how much do you love knowing that as soon as our Lord calls us into our eternal home on that eternal earth, we love this earth, don't we? This earth is full of sin. Can you imagine how much we're going to love the new kingdom He has prepared for us? An eternal people. How much do you love knowing that when He calls us into that, it's going to be from that moment on nothing but love, joy, selflessness, respect, kindness. Every word spoken, there's going to be a lot of communion and a lot of conversation taking place. And every word spoken will be a sweet word. Every word. It'll be spoken in a sweet way. It'll have a sweet motive behind it. Every single word. And our God will never again allow sin to creep in and ruin it. Never again. Don't you love that? Verse 2, Jude said, "Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied." Now, verse 3, he says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." This salvation that we just described, Jude calls it the common salvation. He said, this is the common salvation. And I want us to see what he means by that. I believe this will be a blessing. The common salvation. He just said, we just reiterated the fact that it is to a particular people, right? It's to a particular people. He didn't say it was common to the whole world. It's common to a particular people. Well, what makes it common? What makes it common? Why would he call it the common salvation? He said in the middle of verse 3, "It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." He didn't say a faith. He didn't say this faith. He said the faith, the one and only faith there is. Look back with me at Titus chapter 1, a few books back. Titus chapter 1. Titus 1 verse 4. This is the Apostle Paul writing to Titus, and he says, "To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith." Jude called the salvation of Christ the common salvation. The Apostle Paul called the faith of Christ the common faith. Neither one of them is saying that salvation and faith are ordinary. Neither one of them. They're not saying that the salvation and the faith of Christ are regular or typical or general or universal. Both of them are saying there's only one. There's only one. For everyone it applies to, there's only one. Look with me at Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I adore these verses right here. And I want to do this, and I want to encourage us to do this. Let's endeavor. Let's set our minds, set our hearts. Let's go to work to keep the unity of the Spirit in this bond of peace that we've been given. Let's endeavor. Let's endeavor. Verse 4, he said, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. What he's saying is there's one common body. God's church is God's church. It's not this church and then up in Pikeville is that church and then over in Crossville is that church. There's one church. There's one body. There's one common Spirit. One common hope among all of God's people. Every single child of God has the exact same hope. There's one. Verse 5, he said, there is one Lord. Now, on this earth right now, everybody wants to be their own little g God. Everybody's running around here trying to be number one. In glory, every soul on that planet will know there's one Lord. Every soul there will in total agreement say, it's not us. There's one Lord. He said in verse 5, there is one faith. This common faith that the Apostle Paul mentioned. One. One faith. Only one thing for God's people to believe. And it's not a thing, it's a who. This one faith is in this one Lord. Verse 5, he said, there is one baptism. There's only one immersion that will cleanse every spot and stain from a sinner. One. It's the baptism of the blood of Christ. Immersion into the blood of Christ. It's the only one. Verse 6 says, there's one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. This one gospel, this one calling, is common to every single person that God Almighty has adopted into His family. So that's the first reason He called it the common salvation, is because there's only one. Among all of God's people, it's common to every single one of them. There's only one. Only one of them. The next reason he called it the common salvation is because of who it is specifically to. Who this salvation is to. This is the common salvation. Who specifically God the Father sanctified. Who specifically the Lord Jesus Christ preserved. Who specifically God the Holy Spirit called. Go with me over to Mark 12. here in this chapter, it begins with our Lord preaching parables. That's what verse 1 says. He began to speak unto them by parables. He started preaching to them. And the rulers of religion didn't like it. They did not like what they were hearing. Verse 12 says, and they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them. They knew he was pointing straight at them. They knew he was exposing them for what they were. And they left him and they went on their way. And they didn't like what they were hearing at all. They hated it. And verse 13 says, they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words. All of them hated what he was saying, and they decided they were going to come and catch him up, trip him up, catch him in his words, and try to find some error in him. But that didn't work. So verse 18 says, then come unto him the Sadducees, which say there's no resurrection. They tried to trip him up with their questions, but that didn't work. So verse 28 says, and one of the scribes came, and he had his questions. And all of them, everybody we just mentioned, they all questioned him. They tried to discredit him, and ultimately none of them believed him. None of them. But look at the end of verse 37. It says, the common people heard him gladly. All of these Herodians and Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, and they hated it. They tried to refute it. But all the common people, they heard him gladly. Who are the common people? That's me. That's you. Why did Jude call it the common salvation? It's because this salvation is for the common people. That's good news. That's who God has chosen to give this to. That's amazing. Look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians 1, verse 18 says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Men and women are intrigued by it for just a minute. They don't hear it in the average church, and they're intrigued by it for just a minute. And they see a little truth in it. The natural eye has to. And they're excited about it. And they come to hear it. But then they come to hear there's only one message. And it's about this one person. There's only one salvation over and over and over again. And they start to think, do you mean to tell me you're going to preach the exact same message 4 or 5 times a week for 50 years? Same outline, same subject. And do you mean to tell me that you all are going to show up every single time it's preached to hear the same message again? Well, that's absolute foolishness. Haven't you learned this yet? What is the matter with you people? Verse 18 says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, this right here is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, Unto the Jews, that's a stumbling block. Unto the Greeks is foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. We not wise, we not mighty, we not noble, we who are just common, that's all we are, is common. That's all we're ever going to be, is common. That's who this salvation's to. Those who know they're common. Nothing. What are you? Nothing at all. Nothing. That's who this is to. This common salvation, this gospel of good news, of the one and only salvation, it's for the common, unworthy people. And every commoner who receives this one great salvation glories in the Lord. Every single one. All of them say, how can it be? All of them say that. Look at me. I'm nothing. How can it be that God should love a soul like me? So Jude called it the common salvation because there's only one. He called it the common salvation because God has chosen to give it to the common people. He's chosen to hide these things from the wise and prudent and reveal them unto babes. The third reason, this is the last reason, he called it the common salvation is because of what this salvation provides to everyone who receives it. What this salvation provides to everyone who receives it. Look with me at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Peter, he preached the gospel on the day of Pentecost. Verse 36 says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. What a congregation increase. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common. All things common. This common salvation. This is the common salvation because every soul who is an inheritor of it receives the same thing. the exact same thing. They all get Christ. If they have Christ, they have all things. In this salvation, and I love the thought of this, in this salvation, everybody gets all of it. Salvation in Christ is not divided out among the inheritors. Everybody gets all of it. How can it be? Everybody gets all of it. Don't turn, but Romans 8:32 says, He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Every common person who is included in this common salvation will receive all things common. There are no degrees of salvation. There are no degrees of inheritance. Everybody included gets all of it. All right, now I want to close with this wonderful, wonderful word from our Lord. Okay, this is just wonderful. Go with me over to Acts 10. The Lord sent Peter a vision. And He sent him this vision to show him who the Lord purposed to save. And in this vision, He sent down a sheet with all manner of animals in it, four-footed beasts. And they were the animals that by law Peter was not allowed to eat. He was a Jew, and by law he wasn't allowed to eat these particular animals. Acts chapter 10, verse 13, And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God has cleansed, that call not thou common. Don't you call it common. I've cleansed them. I have washed them. And because of what I've done, now for all eternity, they're never going to be called common ever again. Never again. What are they going to be called? Princes with God. My sons and my daughters. Can't you see the angel seeing a redeemed sinner in glory saying, that's God's son. Who is that? That's God's child. Kings and priests. Isn't that what he said? The Lamb's wife. You're welcome to call them the Lamb's wife. But don't you ever again call them common. In the earth, yes, common. In Christ, never again. Never again. They have received the common salvation. What a salvation. What a salvation. May it be on us. Let's all stand together and turn with me to 442.